Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi. Sadly, I'm not joined by the wonderful Ariane, but she is here in spirit. And I think about her when I'm about to share Kim Kardashian and Kanye West stories. And I'm about to. So I'm thinking of you, Ariane. All right, so the first story is about Kim Kardashian. It's also a little bit about Kourtney Kardashian, too. But it is mostly about Kim because it started with her. People have been shaming her, or I don't know if shaming is the right word, but condemning her for one of her recent posts online. Originally, it just looked like just a normal selfie from Kim Kardashian because she posts so many. But then you can see that on this Instagram post, she is holding, it looks like a smoothie or something. And she's in like workout clothes and she's with like other smoothie making things like powders and whatnot around her. And she has been like slammed really for this post because she was promoting a weight loss shake, which is what she was holding. The shake was like a weight loss shake. And really, people are saying that she's sending a damaging message to young girls by promoting meal replacement shakes. So as I said, she is in activewear in this photo, and she is claiming that she was taking the weight loss like shake product to, in quotes, give me a kick in the right direction after Christmas. Part of her statement reads, "These meal replacement shakes are so good and they're helping me get my tummy back to flat. I'm already feeling amazing and I'm so excited for the next few weeks because they're all about getting women back on track. They've got a 20% off sale going on right now. So if you want to start 2019 off right, trust me, you're going to want to check them out." And this is about a shake brand, and it's a meal replacement, which I guess I don't really think about that much. Like I don't really sometimes if I'm not super hungry, I'll just like drink a smoothie or something. Or if I just, I don't know, want to feel hungry, I'll just do that and not eat a meal. But I never really thought about people seriously doing meal replacement shakes. I am very sorry for anyone who is deciding to do that, because that just sounds like I would be hungry all the time. But apparently Kim Kardashian was talked into doing a promotion for this company, and her fans were not very excited about it. She might have thought that most of her fans would take the advice on the product, but instead her post has attracted more than 17,000 mostly negative remarks in response. Many commenters accused her of promoting an unhealthy and dishonest product and questioned whether Kim would like give her shakes to her children or something. So I'm so sorry, Kim. The post says, "Shame on you. What a damaging post to so many young girls that follow you and look up to you." That's one angry comment. Another one said, "How much did you make off of this?" Another one said, "You really have no shame, do you? Or any acknowledgement that young women are impressionable. Shame on you." And this is bad enough. But other fans have commented on a photo of Khloe Kardashian promoting the same meal replacement shake. And this is another promotional photo. It's also on her Instagram. So it's similar to Kim's, and it's also her in like workout gear. Very similar. She's posing, drinking one of these meal replacement shakes. And the photo came just like an hour after Kim's photo. So they're clearly, you know, promoting the same company. And it also attracted negative comments. Also, this is not the first time the Kardashians have come under fire for promoting products. The company for the shakes is Flat Tummy Co., and this company makes other meal replacement and weight loss products, I guess. And last year, Kim Kardashian was forced to delete a post that was about the brand's appetite suppressant lollipops because she received so much backlash. Also, like, appetite suppressant lollipops sounds terrible. I mean, I would, like, I don't know, just taking yourself away the pleasure of like an actual lollipop. Also, I can't imagine what that tastes like. I also don't understand how it's meal suppressant. Like, what, how does that work? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like smoking and drinking coffee can like reduce your appetite, but I doubt that's what's in those lollipops. I don't know. That sounds really gross to me. But she had so much backlash over that post that she had to take it down. And so this is related, the shakes are. And criticism against a lot of celebrities promoting weight loss products on social media is apparently being led by star of The Good Place, Jamila Jamil. And she's on the show The Good Place. And she has admitted to falling prey in the past to these quote-unquote miracle weight loss products, apparently as a teen. And Jamil tweeted in November that she hopes stars who promote these products crap their pants in public. But she used a different word. But we're a family-friendly show, so I will not use that word. But it is the S word, in case you're wondering. And she is really saying that anyone who uses these who promotes these products is doing a disservice to the public. And I guess that her comment also relates to, because a lot of these products, like, can be like diuretics, and that's how they promote weight loss, is by just like getting rid of so much like substance basically that's in your body. So I feel like that's kind of what she's saying. But I understand what she's trying to get at, and I agree. I don't think, you know, people who are like, who have fitness trainers, they can pay to make them, to help them lose weight, and professionals to do their makeup and do their hair and dress them so they look, you know, just right. And people that like can be paid to take only flattering photos of you all the time and whatnot. Like, people who have that type of ability and cash and whatnot should not be promoting these products, because I doubt they use them, for one. And like, two, like, you can't lie like that. Like, your body is not a result of these protein, these meal replacement shakes. It's a result of a lot of other things related basically to how much money you have in your wallet. So I do feel like these products are a lie. And I don't think that girls or boys or teens in general who are impressionable and who look up to these stars, or at least even if you don't look up to them, but like, you know, they're influential. They shouldn't have to deal with all these pressures from so many people around them, peers, but then also these stars who have the ability to promote these products that they probably don't even use. So yeah, I don't think it's a good thing. I agree with Jamila. I think that people should be really careful about how products are promoted. And yeah, I don't think that's good for the Kardashians to do that, because I don't think their bodies are a result of these meal suppressant lollipops. So yeah, I agree. I don't think they should do that. And I don't know if this is going to lead to the post being taken down. That would be interesting if that's what happens. We'll see if just the backlash continues to mount. I'm sure that if it gets as big as it did for the lollipops, which apparently were enough to make it be taken down, I think that might happen again. Also, I'm surprised the Kardashians went with this company again after the backlash related to the lollipops. So I'm kind of surprised. But I don't know. It's the Kardashians. I feel like they're always doing different promotions. So not that surprising they would choose a promotion. Anyway, yeah, don't do meal suppressant lollipops. They don't work. Or if they do, they're probably not good for you. on to our next story. This is a bit of a strange story. And this is about a man who bit a large chunk of a person's ear off after a hot tub argument about conspiracy theories. There are so many things that are strange in that one sentence. So this happened in Salt Lake City, Utah. And according to the Utah police, a man bit a large chunk, which is in quotes, so it must have been a very large chunk, out of another man's ear, which is insane. Anyway, I want to talk about the story. Before we do, I'm going to take a break, and then we'll be right back. We'll continue talking about this crazy man and this other man's poor face slash whatever remains of his ear. All right, we'll be right back.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. We are continuing our episode. We are talking about a man who bit a large chunk of another person's ear off, which is so strange. Okay, so as I said, this happened in Salt Lake City, Utah, and police have arrested this man. His name is Brian David Boyick, who is 43. And he is a California resident who was apparently then in residence in Utah when this all happened. And he got charged. He turned himself in. And it was just a very bizarre altercation. Boyick and another man had been talking, and they were in a hot tub, which I'm sure is where all great things happen. And they're in a hot tub. And then they started having a conversation that turned to large corporations and conspiracy theories, always a great way to go into conversation. Like, don't talk about religion at the table or politics or apparently conspiracy theories and corporations. Anyway, according to the arrest affidavit, the men got into apparently an extremely heated argument that led to the victim locking Boyant out of the house. Boyant began hitting the front of the house with patio furniture until the man came out and told him to stop. Then, allegedly, Boyick attacked the man, held him to the ground, and bit off a large chunk of his ear before fleeing the scene on his truck. What? I feel like they definitely had to be drunk. There's no other way this could have happened. The man ended up in the hospital, where he detailed the attack to detectives. And the static of the injured ear is not immediately clear, so we don't know like how much of it is even left, or if the part that was bitten off was found and like reattachable back onto the man. We don't know. But Boyick faces charges of mayhem, domestic violence in the presence of a child, criminal mischief, and intoxication. I had no idea that you can be charged with mayhem. I thought that was just like mayhem was just those commercials. But no, apparently you can be charged with mayhem, so be careful out there, folks. Also, domestic violence in the presence of a child? That is so sad, because that definitely makes me think that a poor kid was there and had to witness someone's ear getting bitten off. That sounds terrible. What kind of person does that? I mean, obviously someone who's crazy and intoxicated and prone to mayhem, I guess. But yeah, that's not good. Don't bite people's ears off, no matter the situation, no matter the conspiracy argument, because, you know, how are you supposed to learn about new conspiracies unless you can hear it from someone else in a hot tub? I mean, we can't all be as lucky as me who gets to hear Ariane's conspiracy theories, or all of you listeners who get to tune into our podcasts and hear about some of Ariane's conspiracy theories. We have a lot on the Weird News podcast, because I learned that Ariane is really into conspiracies. But anyway, apparently that's just what it takes to get your ear bitten off, so please be careful. Don't get your ear bitten off. Also, don't bite someone's ear. It doesn't matter what they say. It's just bad. It doesn't matter what their points are. Just don't do it. Anyway, just please be careful. Okay. We're moving on to our next story. And this is a very interesting story. If you are out there and if you have seen the movie Bird Box, which is on Netflix, then you are aware of all of the memes that have been going around. Well, this story is related about another Bird Box related trend that has gone viral online. Netflix has warned fans against participating in a potentially dangerous online challenge inspired by the horror film Bird Box. The challenge takes the core concept of Bird Box, which is wearing a blindfold at all times while wandering around outside, and then applies it to a certain period of time. Some people, like YouTube creator Morgan Adams, have tried to go about their daily lives for 24 hours while blindfolded, while others have attempted the challenge for a shorter period of time. This sounds crazy. I don't understand why you would like watch the movie Bird Box and then think it'll be great to be blindfolded all the time. No, it won't. Please don't do that. All of these internet challenges sound so stupid. Like, I understand that people did like the water bucket challenge and like want to raise money and whatnot, but this is really stupid. Also, you could just get so hurt, which I'm sure, I mean, that's why Netflix is, you know, saying people shouldn't do this, but it's just not good. Okay, so Netflix, their social media team, has called out the challenge on Twitter and has asked people to not hurt themselves while performing the challenge slash just act. This is a quote from Netflix's Twitter. "Can't believe I have to say this, but please do not hurt yourselves with this Bird Box challenge. We don't know how this started, and we appreciate the love, but boy and girl have just one wish for 2019, and it is that you not end up in the hospital due to memes." As I mentioned before, if you go on the internet, kind of at all, like to any social media platforms, Instagram, whatever, you have definitely seen the Bird Box memes. They are everywhere. They're like the images of Sandra Bullock with a blindfold over her face, like in a rowboat, or just like in nature in general, lost and like looking confused and scared and like feeling around. Yeah, I've seen those memes all the time, and I am not at all inspired to blindfold myself for 24 hours, even though I've seen the meme. That's just really dangerous and really dumb. Please be careful. Okay, so Netflix wants you to be careful with the Bird Box challenge. They're not saying don't do it. They're just saying be careful and don't hurt yourself. Also, this is kind of an ironic situation for Netflix, because part of Bird Box's immense success stems from all the memes that have just like spawned just a few days after the movie was released. Again, I have seen so many, and that's why I was aware of this Netflix film. Also because Netflix, like if you're already on Netflix, you'll see advertisements for new movies, but it's not like theater movies where there are posters everywhere and they come up on TV. It's not necessarily like that. Like Netflix just has like, they have just have to have different advertisement, and they really rely a lot on word of mouth, and like they use an algorithm to think of what movies you'll like next, and then they suggest movies to you and whatnot. But word of mouth is what really gets their movies out there and people to watch them. I mean, along with the algorithm, obviously, of like, oh, we think you'll like this movie. But yeah, I could see why the memes are so important. And so that's definitely a conundrum where they want the social media attention, but not in a way that kills anyone, because that would look really bad for Netflix. without the memes and the constant discussion about the movie online, Bird Box may have not reached the record-breaking numbers that has accomplished, including being the most watched Netflix original within its first 7 days of release. Oh my gosh. No person or company has control over the online Bird Box challenge that came from the movies. But like, there is, but like when one can become a problem, one of these challenges does emerge, like the company can't really do anything about it because they didn't make people start it. This kind of reminds me of like the Drake, oh gosh, now I'm blanking on it and I sound so uncool. But the Drake challenge, In My Feelings, when people would jump out of their cars basically and just like dance on the side of the road. This challenge is a little different though from the Bird Box challenge because I feel like the dance was then featured in the Drake music video for this song. And you all know what I'm talking about, like the Instagram videos that have popped up, like celebrities have done them, even Drake himself. So this dance was in his music video later after the challenge came out. So I feel like Drake has more control over the influence of this challenge. But people have been getting hurt from this challenge. There are countries that have like rules now and laws against doing the challenge and like fines for doing it. But like, I feel like Netflix doesn't have control because they didn't embrace this challenge and they can't like make some content that encourages the public not to, besides like a Twitter post. Like, I feel like Drake could have made the challenge cool or uncool in his music video, and he made it cool and acceptable. And Netflix doesn't really have that type of power like Drake does with this challenge. So I see why they're in this conundrum, because they also don't want to stifle the internet talk because it's just getting them, you know, more views on Netflix. So I see how that's really difficult for them. But again, please don't get hurt. Yeah, really. Also, Netflix doesn't have ownership of the challenge, as I said, but they were happy when the memes, like the Bird Box publicity, was just harmless. Like, it was just memes, because that really shot the movie into stardom. But again, supporting this kind of content could be really bad for Netflix and publicity-wise and everything. So I don't know. There's definitely some consequences that could come. And then as the Bird Box challenge just keeps, like, more people keep doing it, it goes to trending, and more people want to get involved. And hopefully that means more and more people want to watch the movie, but you never know. You can't control it. Also, really, to say, like, Bird Box just belongs to the internet now. Like, the internet just owns it. So Netflix, I don't know what you're going to do, but you don't really have control. So I'm so sorry. It's bigger than you now. Maybe this is your greatest fear. Don't look. You have to look, but it's getting bad. Anyway, we're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to keep talking about some more social media news stories.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. We are continuing to talk about some social media news stories. We have just talked about the Bird Box Challenge that has come up on social media. And now I want to move on to a topic about Instagram and fans. So the South Korean K-pop star Kang Daniel has broken a new record. He has achieved a new record for the fastest time to gain 1 million followers on Instagram after joining on New Year's Day. Kang quickly gained 1 million fans, breaking a record previously held by Pope Francis, who reached 1 million in 12 hours after debuting his verified Vatican media channel, Franciscus. Sorry, that's pretty good. It's pretty good, Pope. He gained that back in 2016. But Kang Daniel, he's 22 years old. His first post was a selfie with the caption, "Hello." It looks like in all caps. And that appeared on January 1st, 2019 at 10 p.m. And then before the challenge hit 1 million, so he posted that. And then his Instagram channel hit 1 million followers on January 2nd at 9:36 a.m., achieving the record in 11 hours and 36 minutes. So, again, he reached this record of 1 million followers in 11 hours and 36 minutes, and previously that had been reached in 12 hours by Pope Francis. Pope Francis achieved it back in 2016. So, good for you, Kang. The South Korean star came to prominence as part of the group WANA One, which is an 11-strong boy band that emerged from South Korean TV talent show Produce 101. The group is now disbanding, and they have a farewell concert scheduled for the end of January. Produce 101 is a talent/survival show that features contestants from South Korea as well as Japanese and Chinese performers. I don't know what that means. Like, it's like Survivor, or maybe it's like The Voice, how you can get like voted on or off or whatever. Like, you try and make it to the end of the round. That's what it sounds like to me. Like a talent show, like America's Got Talent, where you try and be voted in to be the winner of the talent show. So, sounds interesting. So far, Kang has used his prominence on Instagram to share several selfies, as well as a video of his pet cat. Prior to Pope Francis, the record was officially held by football player David Beckham, or soccer player, who signed up in May of 2015 and gained 1 million followers in 24 hours. Also, the fastest time to reach 1 million followers on Twitter is 4 hours, 3 minutes, and that was achieved by Caitlyn Jenner in 2015. So, I guess Twitter happened a lot quicker than Instagram, but that is still crazy. Congratulations. I am very impressed. I'm just still working on my 1 million followers. If anybody wants to join, that'd be cool. I'm one of the few Heidis out there. But anyway, I have another story for you guys, which I think is kind of crazy. So this might be a weird news story, but I saw it on social media, so it's going up there. A Phoenix woman in Phoenix, Arizona, not like she's a Phoenix, but from Phoenix, Arizona, reportedly sent a man she met on a dating website more than 159,000 text messages, including one that she wanted to turn his kidneys into sushi. What the heck? According to the police documents, this is weird. According to police documents, the police in Arizona, the woman, Jacqueline 80s, allegedly sent the man messages over the span of nearly 10 months. She had originally been accused of sending him more than 65,000 text messages, but then the number was apparently double that. The arrest records also show the woman apparently shows signs of mental illness, which is not that surprising for this kind of incident. And this woman, 80s, reportedly, I'm just going to use her first name, so that sounds better. So Jacqueline reportedly met the victim at who is a Paradise Valley man, and they found each other through a site called Luxy, which is a dating site for millionaires, and the two went on one date, but then Jacqueline allegedly became infatuated and continued to pursue this man. However, the man is a CEO of a skincare products company and said that he was not interested in a relationship. The man called police in 2017, it looks like, when he discovered this woman parked outside his home. After he called police, though, apparently, Jacqueline allegedly started sending him, like, threatening texts. Like, one of them said, "I'd make sushi out of your kidneys and chopsticks out of your hand bones." That's weird. And then about his blood, she said, "Oh, what I would do with your blood. I want to bathe in it." What the heck? Then the man called police in 2018 after surveillance footage from his home showed this woman taking a bath in his tub while he was away on a trip. What? Okay, so he wasn't even home and she takes a bath in his house. That is really weird. I mean, if he has security footage, how did she get in? Like, that man has to have security. I'm surprised she got into his house. The police arrested her and also discovered a large butcher knife in his vehicle. She was later charged with first-degree criminal trespassing of a residential structure, which, yeah, that makes sense. She was released from custody, but then she failed to appear in court. And then she showed up at his place of employment and, like, said that he was his wife, but then she was escorted out. So obviously they didn't believe her, which I'm glad. And then she ended up being arrested at her apartment in May of 2018 after failing to appear to multiple court hearings. During interrogation, after being arrested, Jacqueline claimed that she would never hurt the man, just saying something came over me when sending the threatening texts. She also said she doesn't believe the texts are normal, and that she understands now. So, maybe. She said she understands that this man does not want to be with her, despite all of her text messages. And her quote is, "Somebody else should love him. He has so much to love. He's so cute. I can't believe I scared him." Really? You can't believe you scared him? Really? You're surprised. She is currently being held in county jail with no bond, and she has pleaded not guilty to charges of stalking and criminal trespassing. Her trial will begin in February. I would say good luck, because I don't think you can win this case, but I don't want you to win this case. You definitely were a stalker and definitely trespassing. So I don't see how you would get out of this unless, like, claiming, like, insanity or something. I do not see how you could not be charged in this. Jacqueline, I'm so sorry, but I think you're guilty. And that is also crazy. So I feel really bad for that man, too. He did not deserve that. I mean, I don't think he did. I don't see any evidence that he did. He just went on a date with someone and she turned out to be crazy. So stay safe out there, everyone. Dating websites can have some crazy people on there, so please be careful. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening, and I hope you tune in to our next episode of Social Media News.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.